I can't believe another week has gone by. Hi, it's me, Ray, with another podcast episode. Don't know where the time's going. Before I go any further, just like to say thank you to Ray and Liz for their ideas. You know, I'm always saying, if you've got any ideas for future episodes, let me know. Well, Ray and Liz have emailed me with a couple of ideas that I've made a note of. So we'll look forward to those in the future. What beautiful weather we've had here on the south coast of the UK. Absolutely amazing. And the thing is, my wife took early retirement a few weeks ago, so she's able to enjoy it. Now, I work from home, as I've said before, only part-time now. I don't work 9 to 5 every day. But she took early retirement, and she's really enjoying the weather, pottering about in the garden, relaxing. Did you ever see that hyacinth bouquet, what was it, Keeping Up Appearances? She's married to Richard, and he took early retirement. She said, oh, Richard, it'll be lovely. We'll be together all day, every day. And his face really summed it up. Yes, dear. Early retirement. And it went on through the whole episode about his early retirement. Now, the first Monday that my wife didn't have to go to work, it was great. I took the week off and it was brilliant. We pottered about. We did things together that we wouldn't normally have done during the week. And it was fantastic. After about a month, Monday morning came round and she said, oh, no work. Now, my routine was disappearing. She used to leave the house at 7:15 and start work at 7. I'd wait till she's up, showered, dressed, breakfast, and then gone before I'd get up. I'd then get up and do my bits and pieces, shower, wash. I'd watch the news while I'm having my breakfast, catch up on the news. I'd then go down the garden to my workshop. About 10 o'clock-ish, I'd go in for a cup of coffee. All that was disrupted. For a start, we weren't up that early. I was finding that we were getting up 8 o'clock, 8:30. So I was already late, an hour, if not an hour and a half late. My routine was all over the place. I'd go in about 10 o'clock for coffee. I tried to keep that the same. Walk into the kitchen. There's music blasting out. What's this noise? And bashing around in cupboards. I'm just cleaning out all the cupboards. I've been meaning to do the kitchen cupboards for ages. OK, I'll forget the coffee. I'll do that later. There's no room in the kitchen for me to make coffee. There's tins and stuff all over the place. So no coffee. Back to the workshop. Now, my lunch was always 12 o'clock. I'd always have lunch at 12 on the dot. I don't know why. It was just one of those things. Do you know, I never thought of myself as a routine type person. I'd never thought of that. But once my wife had retired, I realised that I did have quite a strict regime. Every day I would, you know, coffee at 10 o'clock, lunch at 12. It was quite a strict routine. So on that fourth Monday when I was back to work, I went in at 12 o'clock. Of course, the kitchen was still all over the place. My routine, again, had been, well, out of the window, basically. There was no routine. I was out of bed late. I didn't watch the news. I couldn't get into the kitchen at 10 to make coffee. Go in for lunch at 12. I can't. The kitchen's all over the place. Now, before you start thinking all he's doing is moaning because his wife's taken early retirement, there are a lot of plus sides to this, a lot. In fact, the positives outweigh the negatives by far. But I'm just starting by telling you how the routine was totally destroyed. I remember talking to friends of ours about early retirement. And, you know, my wife was saying, oh, I'm going to retire and it's going to be fantastic. And I was saying it really will be nice to have her home all day with me. And this friend about, she said, when Pete retired, and she looked over at her husband, it was a disaster. And of course, we all laughed, but she was serious. She had had her routine. And she said, for example, Pete would go off to work at 8. She would clear up the breakfast things. They'd had breakfast together. He's off to work at 8. She would do housework. I think it was 10:30. She said she'd stop for coffee. She listened to BBC Radio 2. She had that on while flitting around the house doing jobs. Of course, suddenly, Pete's there. They get up late. He didn't want to get up early. He doesn't have to go to work anymore. They get up late. So before she's even out of bed, her routine has gone. It's disappeared totally. By the time they'd had breakfast, she cleared up breakfast. She started the housework. She was already an hour or an hour and a half late with her whole day. Everything she did in the day, all the jobs. Halfway through her pottering around, she popped upstairs for something. When she came back down, she said that the radio station was different, and she said to Pete, what's this noise? What's this rubbish? Oh, he said, you don't that stuff you were listening to. This is far better. He changed the radio station. Now, she had retired 5 years previously, so she'd had 5 years on her own in the house during the week. And suddenly, Pete's there, and it did cause them problems. They were okay in the end. They survived what she described as trauma. It was that bad. She described it as trauma. Good grief. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? But she said even silly little things like lunchtime. She always had her lunch at 1 o'clock. That was lunchtime, 1 o'clock, Monday to Friday without fail. Pete wanted lunch at 12, because when he was at work, he always had lunch at 12. So there's another conflict going on there. What do they do? With that particular problem, they met halfway and had lunch at 12:30. Now, you might think that's silly, but it sounds silly, but it is actually serious, and it can be very serious. And I do know of another couple that ended up divorced. They couldn't cope with it. A similar situation. The wife was at home, the husband retired, disrupted everything, and they ended up, well, divorced after about, what was it, 2 years, I think, 18 months, 2 years. They both had enough, and that was it. He went back to work. They split up. He went back to work, and she went back to her routine. I think they each sold the house and got a flat. She went back to her routine. He went back to his routine at work. That's quite sad, really, isn't it, when you think about it? Mind you, that's the extreme. I don't suppose that happens a great deal. I suppose the majority of people learn to get on with each other. It's funny, though, to think that perhaps after 40 or 50 years of marriage, that this could happen. They could split up because of this retirement business, because they're not used to being with each other 24 hours a day. I think that the secret is don't live in each other's pockets. For example, I have my work, my part-time work, and my hobby, amateur radio. I'm a licensed radio amateur. That's my hobby. So I'm in one room chatting on the radio to people, doing my nerd thing, as it's called, is known. I'm known as a nerd. And my wife loves walking. I can't walk because I've got sciatica. I can't walk very far. She will go off and walk and think, what, nothing of, say, 5-6 miles walk in one day. I have a job to walk to the end of the road. So she's out walking. I'm chatting on the radio to other radio amateurs. I've got my work. She's got various things that she does. And it works out extremely well. Just going to the positives. Let's have a look at the positive side. I no longer have to make my lunch at whatever time we have lunch now. I get a call, Ray, lunch is ready. Off I go from my workshop into the house, and there's lunch. Excellent. There's another positive, which is also a negative. Home cooking. My wife loves cooking. That's a bit of a hobby for her. Ginger cake, sausage rolls, quiche, flapjacks, all these amazing things she cooks, homemade curry, all sorts of things like that. And of course, I'm putting on weight. Since she's been retired, I've put on half a stone. Now, the home cooking is a positive, but the half a stone is a negative. She makes chocolate biscuits, her own chocolate biscuits, things like that. And I just, oh, cheese straws. Cheese straws. I don't know what it is with me. A lot of people can have a biscuit or two out of a packet. I'm not very good at that. I have to have half the packet or the whole packet. I don't know why. Other people seem to be able to restrain themselves. I just have to pig out. I don't know what it is. There's something within me that just makes me want to eat the whole packet of biscuits. It's not as bad as I make out, really. She does try and hide things. She freezes things, quiche, stuff like that. She'll make a whole load of them and then freeze them. Homemade scones, oh, with jam. Oh, don't. She'll freeze the scones, you know. She won't leave them all out because I'll be down at 2 in the morning having a midnight feast. A midnight feast really should be a midnight, but say a 2 o'clock feast. So there we are. There are a lot of other positives. We've been popping up the hill for lunch. Behind where we live, we've got the South Downs, and we'll drive up there, have a spot of lunch, only for an hour or two. It's just nice to get out, look over the sea. We can see the Isle of Wight from up the hill, which is nice. A lot of positives. We're doing more things in the garden together. As I said earlier, the secret is, don't get into each other's pockets. You know, realise that you're individuals and each do your own thing. There are times of the day we don't see each other for, say, 2 or 3 hours. I'm busy, she's busy somewhere else. We're both at home. but we don't see each other for a couple of hours or maybe more. I'm reminded of a Sherlock Holmes episode. There was Holmes, Watson and Mrs. Hudson. Mrs. Hudson was clearing away the breakfast things, I believe, in Holmes's room, and she was in his way. And he said, "Mrs. Hudson, you're always underfoot." I remember that. I like that, always underfoot. I think that's what can happen, you know, with people if they're both at home all the time. They're going to be in each other's way. They're going to be underfoot. A good expression, that. That doesn't happen with us because we're always busy. But people that haven't perhaps got hobbies, they're sort of always together. I know one couple, he follows her around. She goes upstairs, he follows. She goes into the garden, he follows. I've seen that for myself, and it annoys her. I can understand that. You know, it's like having a shadow following you all the time, wherever you go. And even when she pops into the loo, he's saying, "All right, what are you doing? How long are you going to be in there?" I remember we were round there once, and she was saying, "Do you know, I can't even read my books anymore since he's retired." And she explained that she used to like reading books, and what she would do after lunch, only for an hour, say, I don't know, say between 1 and 2, she'd settle down with her book and have a good read for an hour. Of course, he kept interrupting her. "What's that book? I thought you'd read that one. What page are you on now? How long you got to go?" And she said that in the end, she just gave up reading. Same with music. She used to like certain music. He didn't like it. I remember her also saying, now this was nothing to do with early retirement, during the evenings, she wasn't allowed to watch anything on TV. She had to watch what he wanted to watch. Now that's totally unfair. I know this is nothing to do with retirement. We were talking about TV when we saw them once, and my wife said, "Oh, did you see whatever it was on telly last night?" "Oh no," she said, "I'm not allowed to watch that. He doesn't want to watch that, so we don't. We have to watch what he wants to watch." And I thought that was totally unfair. I mean, obviously, I didn't say anything. None of my business. But a relationship is give and take, isn't it? As I said, that's nothing to do with retirement. That's just the way they were. I mean, if my wife wants to watch something on telly that I don't like, well, I'll keep out of the way. I'll either watch it with her or I'll keep out of the way. I think that's the way to do it. I certainly wouldn't say, "Well, you're not allowed to watch something." When she was at work, she used to meet up perhaps once a month with her work colleagues. They'd all go out for a meal. I didn't go. It was just the people from her office, and they'd all meet up. I didn't have a problem with that. In fact, I was the taxi. I'd pick various people up from their houses, take them to the restaurant, pick them all up later, 11 o'clock, midnight, or whatever time it was. I didn't have a problem with that. And she'll still be doing that once we've got this lockdown over. Once we're allowed to go out and mix with people again, she'll still be meeting her friends, her old work colleagues, and I'll probably still be the taxi driver. And that's what I mean. It's give and take. I certainly wouldn't say, "Well, you're not allowed to go out." I know one or two husbands that are like that. And, well, as I said, totally unfair. You've probably heard people say, "Oh, I don't know how I ever had time to go to work." Once they retired, they kept busy. Just can't think how they ever had the time to go to work. There's so much to do in and around the house, the garden. And it's the same with us. Although I work part-time, you know, we never sit around bored. Someone said to my wife recently, "What do you do all day? Aren't you bored? I could never retire. I just get bored sitting in an armchair all day." We both laughed. Sitting in an armchair all day? There's not enough time. There's not enough hours in the day. We've been up the downs for picnics and lunch. We potter around in the garden together. There's all sorts to do. Even though I'm still working part-time, there's all sorts to do. I can't see that even without my hobby, even without my part-time work, I still wouldn't be bored. As I said earlier, we're still in the lockdown, but we want to go to the Bluebell Railway. We've not been up there for, what, 2 or 3 years? There's Amberley Working Museum. We spend quite a lot of time there. We have a couple of holidays in the Isle of Wight each year. Sadly, they're both cancelled this year. Well, postponed till next year. We have weekends away. There's just so much going on all the time. It's amazing. I think also what helps, we've always been a team. For example, we put up a trellis in the garden the other day for clematis to grow to hide the sheds, a sort of a screen. It's going to look rather nice. Now, because of my bad leg, we dug the holes together for the posts. It wasn't all down to me. We're working as a team. So then we're lining up the posts and putting in the concrete. We did it together. So there we are. Early retirement. Is it a good or a bad thing? I think it's what you make it. I think it's down to individual couples. If a couple doesn't get on, if they've never got on together, then early retirement, or any retirement, will probably make things a lot worse. If they've always got on well, as in our case, it'll make things a lot better, because you're spending more time together. Now, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Look out for another one next Sunday. Hope this weather continues. It's been absolutely wonderful. I'm now going to go outside and relax in the garden with my wife, because it's nearly lunchtime. So we'll have lunch al fresco on the patio. Thanks for listening, as always. See you next time. Bye-bye for now.